He's one of the greatest football players of all time, a former NFL MVP, three-time Pro Bowler. But it's what Ken Anderson did after he hung up his cleats that really helped him find purpose. Supporting adults with disabilities live happy and independent lives. You're going to hear all about this today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with the co-founders of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation, Isaac Shapiro.
Hello, Evan. Good to see you.
And Mike Gesser.
Evan.
And today we have such an amazing guest. I am so excited about this. If you know me, you know how big of a sports fan I am. And today we have one of the legends, a former NFL MVP, a Cincinnati Bengals great, a guy who was in the Super Bowl, and by the way, balled out in the Super Bowl. Mr. Ken Anderson is joining us today. Ken, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thank you. And thanks, guys, for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming, absolute pleasure. Before we get started into the reason that you're here, because you have had such an amazing, you do such amazing things. You have created this unbelievable alliance, this foundation, which you do for people with disabilities is incredible. But before I get into that, I want to give you your flowers, sir, because I feel like, number one, Ken Anderson belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's crazy that you're not in there yet and you belong there. And you start going through some of your four-time Pro Bowl, the first-team All-Pro, NFL MVP, played in the Super Bowl against Joe Montana. And by the way, I'd like to point this out, 25 of 34 for 300 yards, two touchdowns and two picks. Chris Collinsworth and Dan Ross each had 100 yards receiving. And by the way, one of the guys who was running around in the secondary trying to stop you was Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott, which is incredible. So I just want to say, sir, you are amazing. You are a legend. And I hope that these writers get their heads on straight and you get in a can one of these days.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And, you know, like I always tell people, I'm in my high school Hall of Fame, my college Hall of Fame, the Bengals Ring of Honor. And that ain't too bad for a kid from Batavia, Illinois.
Not bad at all. But what's even more impressive than your football career, sir, and I mean this respectfully and I mean this sincerely, is what you've done after your football career, what you've done with the Ken Anderson Foundation, the Ken Anderson Alliance. You know, as a parent of a kid with severe disability, and I know I'm speaking for Mike as well, people like you that are out there leading the way and creating opportunities for kids like ours, it means so much to us and other families out there. And I want to get into how you began the Ken Anderson Foundation. I know that you were inspired by your nephew, Drew, and what you're doing for people who don't know, and I'll set you up so you can tell the bigger story, is you've created this foundation that helps people with developmental disabilities really figure out how to live independently or more independently. And I know everybody's different, but from finding jobs and job training to being able to live on their own, to different kinds of therapies that help, you know, keep their minds working and all that stuff like that. Like it's such a multifaceted thing that you've done. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you did it because you said, you know what? Why not me? People need this. I'm the person in this situation to help make that happen. I'm going to do it. So with that said, Ken, I'd love to hear more about how you created this and launched this thing.
Well, you know, I started, you know, with our nephew, Drew, and who was severely autistic. Today, he's, I think, 34 years old with the intelligence of a five-year-old. But as he was growing up, you know, he would have bouts of violence that were, you know, kind of, they just came on. And as soon as they were over, he's very sorry that it ever happened. And I happened to witness, you know, when he got into it with his father. And my brother-in-law says, Ken, just go outside. And I went outside for 5 minutes. Of course, then I can't take it. And I go in there and my brother-in-law's shirt has been ripped off and there's blood and they're entangled. And I somehow get in between them and it diffused the situation. And of course, you know, 30 seconds later, I'm sorry. And then, you know, one morning he wanted breakfast at 5 o'clock. in the morning, and his mother said, "Drew, go back to bed." And he didn't like that and went after his mother. Luckily, my brother-in-law was there to defuse the situation, so that they found a place for him in Pedro, Ohio, to go. And it was 10 cabins, 10 boys in each cabin. And my wife and I went down to visit him one day. We're going to take him up to lunch and kind of find out what was going on down there. And so we got there, and of course, we went to get Drew. And the first person he had to introduce us to in his cabin was the cook. That was his favorite person. And then we took him out to lunch into the little town. He wanted to go to Wendy's. And my wife, we brought him a bag of Skittles, which was his favorite candy. So he's in the front seat with me, and he's eating the candy. And I finally said, "Drew, give the rest of the bag back to Christy. You know, you can't eat them all before lunch." And so we go back, and then, you know, you see kind of how he was thriving in that situation. And like I said, the boys are out walking, and they're playing basketball. And their community center was a little double-wide trailer that if they, you know, accumulated enough good time that they could go in there, get on the computer, watch TV, that kind of stuff. And we're talking to the people in there about how we might be able to find a place for him. At 22, you kind of age out of where the state is responsible, at least as far as the schooling and that is concerned. And then my brother and sister-in-law had been up in the area looking for group homes where he could stay and then go to that facility during the day. And as they described it, we wouldn't let our dog stay in some of those places. And
man,
so we're kind of figuring out what we're going to do. And anyway, we're getting ready to leave, and Drew is following us to the car. And I go, "Oh, Drew, you can't come with us. You know, you're going to go home on a home visit next weekend, you know, and see your mom and dad." And then we keep walking. He's coming with us. And I turned to my wife and I said, "Oh, God, he wants to come home with us. What are we going to do?" Tears are coming down my eyes. And we get to the car and he says, "Can I have my Skittles?" And that was what he wanted. So we said, and how can we help him out? And so that's when we formed the Ken Anderson Foundation. And, you know, we kind of partnered with some other people trying to raise money. And finally, we got our own 501c3 status. And I just found friends that serve on our board that believes in what we were doing. And we're kind of raising money. And then about 5 years ago, I got a call from the mayor of Cincinnati, who I had talked to about how the city might be able to help us. And he said, "There's another group of Down syndrome parents trying to do the same thing. You ought to get in touch with them." And we did. And there was a synergy. So we formed the Ken Anderson Alliance at that point in time. A short time later, we kind of merged with another nonprofit called Melodic Connections, which was a lot of music-based therapy. And so now we end up, you know, absorbing them. And so now we had a building. And so we continued on with our music therapy, but also started adult day services, which are really amazing. Important for a lot of parents for somewhere for their child to go. And a lot of it is music-based. We do a lot of arts and crafts and, you know, and it gives them a chance to develop friendships, number one. And so that was exciting. And then we started what we call our engage outings, which they go out in groups during the day, which may be volunteering at another nonprofit, going to play putt-putt, those kind of things. And then we go out in small groups in our night outs, which the same four people go out once a week, and they get to choose where they want to go. And I was talking with one of our participants yesterday. They chose Red Robin where they wanted to go for dinner. That's what they wanted to do that night. And then we got in to a job training and job placement, which has been, you know, very rewarding. And, you know, we've always had in the back of our mind, we would like to be able to do housing with them, which, you know, when we merged with the other one, we had enough money raised to buy about 20 acres. And that was our design. We had a beautiful facility built. I mean, a variety of housing options, all this other stuff. And, you know, then you go to price it out and it's about $50 million. And I said, I don't think we've got the capacity to raise that much.
Well, you played in the wrong era, Ken, because if you would have been a quarterback now, you would have had a half a billion dollar contract.
That could have happened. I tell people I played 16 years in the National Football League, and you add them all together, it didn't add up to $1 million. And now I think the base salary for a veteran is about $1 million. But
yeah,
you know, so we have just tried to get as good as we can with what we're doing. And we have an unbelievable staff. And in fact, it was fun yesterday that Kroger called us. They were having a cake decorating contest down at their corporate headquarters. And they had different contests for all their different divisions around the country. And the winners from the division kind of came in, and they were going to kind of design these things. And then the winner, that was going to be the display that you had to have in every Kroger store. And they asked four of our participants to come down there and be a part of it and work with different teams. And so we were there and watching them and just to see how much fun, you know, our participants were having, you know, doing this. And
that's amazing.
And then they took a break. And they came back, and then they took one of our participants and kind of gave her own table with a cake, and they were just amazed at what she was able to do. And she says she's better than half the decorators we have working for us. You know,
but I mean that's kind of it, Ken. Is what you're doing is you're helping people achieve their potential, and a lot of people don't, unfortunately,
I was going to say, Carol is her name, very high functioning. But, you know, I think one of the things that we've learned to do is don't ask what they can't do. Let's find out what they can do.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we have, you know, one of our participants employed at La Rosa's Pizzeria. And his job is to go and get the boxes and put them together, you know, to put the pizzas in. Loves his job. Someone's working at Skyline Chili. We have a girl that's working at a bakery called Nothing But Cakes. And she was there, and they had her kind of working in the back and realized that she knew what the products were, and she could actually go ahead and take orders. And now people come in to see her.
That's great.
And so, you know, those things are great. We, you know, we have a big marathon here every year in Cincinnati, the Flying Pig Marathon. And the day before, they have a pig abilities walk. It's an all abilities walk that's a mile. And we have a lot of our participants, you know, we bring them down there in a bus, and we have over 50 that walk with us.
Hey, we got a man of passion here. I love all the things that we're doing.
And we had a gentleman that was walking up in front with me, and he had never done this before. And of course, the streets are lined with people cheering him on. And he goes, and he crossed the finish line, and he turned to me and says, "This is the best day of my life." And those are the moments that make what you're doing all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Yeah,
100%.
Isaac, I know you had a question.
Well, Ken, I was going to say, I just love the passion. The list just keeps going on, and I'm sure you can keep doing this, and I just love it. Talk to us about that time, your nephew. You know, we find people in our disability community, they're especially hiring people with disabilities. Some are not personally connected. What was that defining moment that you're like, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to do something for Drew, and you're impacting so many people. What was that defining moment for you?
Well, I think it was that day when we went down to see him and seeing him thrive in the situation he was in. And I have no evidence of this other than, you know, what my eyes say, but, you know, I think he was happy. He was around a lot of other people that were like him. Yeah. And to see what was going to be available to him at the next stages, we wanted to see if we couldn't make his life better. And, you know, and one of our goals, I think, is to let our participants live life to their fullest, whatever that fullest may be. And everybody has their own level they get to, and some can live on their own and thrive on their own. Some that may need a little bit more assistance. And I think the relief that the parents get knowing that they can go to a place for a day. Some of them come, you know, 3 days a week or one night a week. The parents can go out to dinner because they know that we're going to take care of them for 4 hours and make their life better. So, like I say, we still are working hard and are, you know, when we say Ken Anderson Alliance, the Alliance was intentional, you know, trying to form partnerships with other people. And I know our executive director in the last week has met with people at Goodwill that have some spaces that they may think about putting some housing in and how we may partner with them to do it. Ted Karras, the Bengals center, has his Cincy hats and raised a lot of money for the village of Ricci in Indianapolis, his hometown. where they actually took an old barracks at the Fort Ben Harrison and put that into apartments for adults with disabilities. So they've got some property. We're seeing how we can work with them. So, but in the meantime, you know, with the things that we're doing, as I said, with our adult daycare, our engage outings, with our job training and our job placement, we're servicing about 300 adults a month.
Ken, I think what you said earlier is very true about how that day that you discovered your purpose and you saw your nephew thriving around his peers rings true. And I think it's something that I wish more people would have that experience or be able to see. Like when you have when you have things like Clean Logic, where we've created a similar environment, that's how, and the openness to create a job or a job environment for people, we're giving the opportunity for them to thrive. And to your point, the job training, more opportunities, more business leaders, opening that up and creating that is going to create major change. But I love how you've identified it and expanded it even more into housing, education, activities, job training. That, you know, for me, our core purpose, inspiring all to achieve independence and success, you're doing it 100%.
And you created the alliance. I think that's what's important, because I think what we've learned in our journey is you got to collaborate. You got to collaborate as many people. It's about, you know, when we worked with CSAVR, they talked to us about you should be thinking about all disabilities. And it started with, you know, my personal side with my mom, and we started with blind and visually impaired because 70% were unemployed. And we did it. So I love that you're creating alliances in your community, you're expanding, and we hope we can create an alliance within our, you know, ecosystem with Inspiration, because you're doing, I think, the important part of doing a lot of collaboration.
Well, you know, there's other groups trying to do housing. We support them as much, because, you know, you can't have too much of it, you know, and yeah. Whether we're doing it or somebody else is doing it, it doesn't make any difference, just so it gets done. And you know, and like I say, it was an important day for us yesterday to be able to spend the time with Kroger, talking with them, and they employ some of our participants. But they said, you know, when we get one, you know, the managers don't necessarily know how to deal with somebody with disabilities. So we've talked about them about coming in and training their people and how to work with them. Not only working with our participant with the tasks that they have to do for their job, but also training the store how to be able to deal with them as well.
Yep, so important. I have a question for you, Ken. You know, you are a huge part of the fabric of the NFL community. I'm wondering, what has the response been from the NFL community in supporting your initiative? I imagine it's super positive.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like the Bengals have been very supportive. That we have a large dinner every year. We call it Ken and Friends, and I bring some guys. We have it at the local casino, and that's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, and the Bengals have always been very supportive of that. Also, you know, inviting some of our participants to come down to training camp. So it's nice to have their support. You know, the players, you know, past and present, have been very supportive of what we're doing. And I give the Bengals a lot of credit. I think it started back, you know, when I played. You look at the Anthony Munozes of the world that have stayed, you know, and Max Montoya's, guys that I played with that have stayed in Cincinnati. And Anthony has a great, you know, foundation, you know, giving kids scholarships with a chance to pursue their education where they don't have the financial ability to do it. You know, the Chris Collinsworth of the world. And it carries over into today, you know, where Ted Karras has his foundation. Sam Hubbard just retired from the Bengals, but he's, you know, really works with, you know, giving kids the supplies they need to be successful in school. Joe Burrow, you know, gosh, you remember his Heisman Trophy speech talking about the food insecurity in his hometown of Athens, Ohio, and the amount that just flooded in. And of course, Joe has carried that along. I'm not sure there's a bigger celebrity in Cincinnati ever than Joe Burrow is right now. And I will say he uses it, you know, for his foundation, which is not only now food insecurity, but also children's mental health. So he's been very active in what he does. And I really, you know, like I say, appreciate him. And, you know, whenever I need some jersey signed for an auction, he's always willing to help me out.
That's amazing, Ken. question for you, Ken. Is there some advice that you'd want to give? I think it's especially important, as you know, we're hearing, you know, one of the things we're looking at is burnout and people finding purpose. You know, think about athletes. They're all starting foundation. What's some advice that you would give, not just a professional athlete, but I think in our mind, we all think about, hey, athletes should be giving back. Is there some advice that you want to give a professional athlete and really giving back and what it's done for you? And let's even take it, maybe even someone that just wants to start a purpose-driven, but I just think about, you know, athletes and giving back. How do you do that? And what's some advice that you want to give out there?
Well, you know, number one, it's not easy. You know, as you go, that it's not all smooth sailing. And, you know, we went through a period, you know, a little over a year ago where we were 30 days from closing the door. Wow. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, we had one of our fundraising events that far exceeded our expectations that, okay, that we finally turned the corner there. We got a CEO that really knew what he was doing and kind of came in and evaluated our programs and expanded those, allow us to bill more to the county DODD. And so now all of a sudden our funding is coming in on a more consistent basis where we're not totally reliant on fundraising events. But I think, you know, and I lost a lot of sleep during those times, but you know, it's just all worth it. When I go out to our foundation and you walk in the door, and the first thing you see is a life-size cardboard cut-up of me. We call it Cardboard Kenny. And to see how our participants have it dressed for the season, you know, whether I'm in my pink polka dot bathing suit for the summer or my rabbit ears for Easter or whatever. And of course, they all tease me about that. Or, you know, just going in, and we have one of our participants in our music program is a big Cleveland Brown fan. And I walked in one time and she was in the front row and she didn't see me. I just went up and stood next to her. She goes, "Oh, I'm in trouble now." If we're in a Cleveland Browns jersey. But, you know, again, it's just to see the joy in their eyes when they're making music or out with a group of friends the four participants we had yesterday when, you know, we had a video and they were all in the video showing what the foundation was about. And then, you know, have the crowd recognize them and, you know, and really, you know, let them share in what they're doing, you know, decorating, these cakes and cupcakes and they were, you know, they got to be pretty good at it too. So it's, but like I say, when you see the results and to see the happiness, yeah, and see that you are making a difference, it makes all the low spots, you know, a little bit easier to tolerate. And, you know, and I think it is, you know, we have a personal relationship with our nephew and that kind of really fuels us. But, you know, I've seen in so many other situations where, you know, it's just, you see what it means for a child to get a toy at Christmas.
One last question to maybe add on to that. You know, I know, Evan, you talked about how's the NFL. Have you thought about collaborating with other athletes like a Saquon Barkley, who, you know, a lot of people don't know why he puts, you know, 22 on his shoes, or, you know, Doug Flutie is someone we're trying to connect with as well. How's that collaboration with other athletes? Because I think, you know, Evan, we've talked about, you know, athletes and, you know, pop culture can help us make this mainstream.
I wish I had the connections to get a hold of some of those people to see if we couldn't collaborate with them. You know, unfortunately, all my connections are old retired, you know, players. But, you know, but like I say, I think that's one of the things that's nice. And, you know, when I go down to a training camp practice, you know, you bring some of the kids and how willing the players are to go up and sign autographs for them and to take pictures with them and how, you know, just being nice, you know, to our participants, you know, it makes their day. And I really appreciate those connections.
Hey, Ken, if somebody wants to help contribute to your foundation, what's the best way for them to find you guys and to help out?
Well, it real easy. You go to KenAndersonAlliance.org and it'll tell you about what we're doing. And it makes it very easy to donate, or you can go in and see some of the fundraising things that we do. We have three major fundraisers a year. Usually it's in February, we have our Rockin' with KAA, where we go to a real neat venue where they have a lot of country acts in, and we have a lot of local bands that will come in and play that day. We do a big silent auction, but the highlight of the day is our band of participants that play. They steal the show. And then in the early That's summer, awesome. We have our Ken and Friends, where we get together and bring a lot of guys in. Last year, we featured Bengals Turned Broadcasters. And, Bob Trumpy was the first one of the Bengals that got into it. And, he's the only athlete that's been the lead analyst for NBC football. And he was in the 18th tower for NBC Golf and had the first horse radio call-in show in Cincinnati. And, of course, my buddy Dave Lapham, who does the Bengals on radio for 40 years now. He was my roommate for 10 years. Solomon Wilcots, who has worked for ESPN, has worked for CBS Sports, has worked for Sky Sports. Boomer Esiason was he took my position and forced me to retire, but we've since become very good friends, and he's done, so much for awareness for cystic fibrosis.
That's right.
And I commend him for that, but he's always been willing to help me out, but he was on a plane flying in for our dinner, and he texted me. He said, "Kenny, they said we may have a mechanical. We're kind of on hold." And then it found out that the tail had been struck by lightning and the plane was taken out of service, so he couldn't make it in. So next year I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do. I think I got a couple of comedians lined up to kind of change it. But we always end up, Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, has a sister with Down syndrome. And he has always been a great supporter of us. He comes to our dinner and at the dinner always gives us a substantial check, which we really appreciate. But it's right before training camp starts and we kind of get the inside scoop of what's going on with the Bengals as they get ready for another season. And then we have our fall golf outing, which is coming up on October 13th. So it'll tell you a lot about what we're doing, how you can get involved. And, in one of our big sections is how you can volunteer. And, you need the volunteers,
That's right.
You can't have everybody on staff. And like I say, we've got a great group of volunteers that's always there when we need them.
I want to ask you a question. Everything you've said about the Alliance is amazing, and there's so many things that are being done. But what advice can you give to not just athletes, but anybody that takes it one step further from giving charity to making meaningful, lasting change?
Well, kind of my philosophy, has been that, sometimes in life you get one chance to make a difference. And I think everybody can look and find out what's that one chance that I have. And you don't have to be an athlete or a celebrity to make a difference. I mean, I've got, so many people, in fact, we just went and participated in a fundraiser last weekend for, it was started by a group of parents whose children, unfortunately, had committed suicide. And, and they're just a group of parents, but all of a sudden they've got a great foundation that now, they're servicing the number of calls that they've had and made a difference, in what they do. And that's just, like I say, they happen to be, a group of parents involved, but, a lot of people, when they just see what a need is, there's so many groups, that they just go out and try to gather toys and, for Christmas for families that don't have them. And I know that's one of the things that, years before I started mine, we were very fortunate, and that's what our kids always did, is we always picked out a family and what we do to make their Christmas better. So it doesn't have to always be a big thing, for you to make a difference.
That's right.
Ken, I just want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And, again, as a parent of a kid with a severe disability, one of our biggest fears in the community is, what happens when your kid goes out in the outside world, right? Because, nobody cares about your kid as much as you do as a parent. And you hope and you pray that there are other people that will help support and that are allies. And you are definitely that, man. And what you've done with your platform and your resources and how you've helped this community is so amazing. So I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything that you've done and that you continue to do. It means a lot to people like me.
And me.
And we're just so grateful. And Mike as well. So thank you for that. And we wish you nothing but continued success with your organization. And again, anything we can do to help, like, consider us allies, man. We're part of the alliance. Anything we can do to help you.
I like that a lot.
We're in. We're in. One last question before I let you go. What do you think of the Bengals this year? Big Joe Burrow.
Well, I think two things. Can we keep Joe Burrow upright? Which it looked like the offensive line was a little bit better in the first preseason game. And, you know, we got to get the defense to be able to stop somebody. So it wasn't didn't go real well for the first game against Philly, but I think they were pretty basic and had some guys that didn't play. So I think the next one against the Commanders, we'll see if they make a little bit of progress there.
No disrespect to Chris Collinsworth at all, one of the greats, but imagine if you were throwing to a guy like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I tell you what, before Chris got there, I had a guy named Isaac Curtis, which was as good as any receiver there is today playing. And then we made a trade, and we had Charlie Joyner, who's in the Hall of Fame at one time. So, you know, there was a period of 3 or 4 years I had, you know, had them on both sides, and that, believe me, that makes the quarterback look pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Big thanks for the Bengals this year, man. Thank you so much, Ken. It's been truly an honor and a pleasure having you on the show. We thank you so much. If you're watching this, you know, share this, like this, comment. Make sure to like and subscribe and spread the word so we can continue to platform and spread the word about all the amazing things happening in our community. Thank you for watching Driven by Purpose, and we'll see you in the next episode.